Thank you for holding. Is this Curtis?
Yes, sir. This is Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Living the dream, someone else's nightmare. I think I was actually talking to you guys yesterday, and I don't know what happened, but I just completely lost service. Someone did call me yesterday for, I think, it's almost like a similar thing with Google.
Okay. Yeah, it might have been another Google partner, or it could have been a different rep from our company. It's possible.
Okay.
But
I was speaking with Tara. I didn't really get to... No, you're fine, boss. You're fine. I didn't... So I'm just want to hear what you got. That's what I say. I want to... it's interesting. I'm very interested, but I want to see what you guys got to offer, to be honest with you. So...
Understand.
I'm ready for when you're ready.
Yeah. So Tara was telling me that you already had been listed on the first page or been working with an SEO company for your local area. Is that correct?
The only thing I've been really working with is, I do my own call-outs and get people to put reviews up there, and Angie's List. That's the other place I have reviews at that I use that's been giving me spread around a little bit, but no one else other than that.
Gotcha. Are you doing well with Angie's List service?
At the moment, so far, I've almost every job that I've gotten a bid for, I've gotten almost every single one of them. Maybe, say out of 10 of them, I got 8 out of 10.
Maybe that's 10. Actually really good. Yeah. I mean, if you could do well with that, I know you'll do great with Google Guarantee. That's actually what we were talking about. Have you ever noticed when you look up, pest control in Akron, or if you look up pest control in Canton, there's these guys at the very top, they have these tabs next to them. They'll say Google Guarantee.
Hold on,
they're the very first
right
ones. Yeah. They're the very first ones that pop up. It's big companies usually, like Terminex and Orkin.
Yeah, I see that Google Guarantee.
Yeah, so those are guaranteed leads, meaning that, it's not like Angie's, the lead's not sold to multiple people. It only goes to one person, and we screen them and we hand them to you as a live call. Yep,
so,
and it only goes to
you.
It doesn't go to anyone else.
Explain that to me a little bit. So what do you mean you screen them and send them to us as a live call?
Yeah, so if you signed up for it, Google's going to background screen you first, right? That's usually how you start it up. It's a $250 application fee to get started. So they'll do all your background screening, and then after the background screening, you'll get into an interview where they'll basically vet you on what you consider a qualified lead, the types of jobs that you will do, the kind of things you won't do, the areas that you want to cover, places you don't want to go, right? So they just want to fully customize on what you'd consider a qualified job. From there, they have a service where they can answer the line for you. Obviously, you could set it up for it to go directly to you if you prefer it that way. But they have a service where they can answer the call, vet them, make sure that it's a qualified lead, and then direct it to you in the form of a live call. It's not a lead that gets texted to your phone or gets sent to multiple other people like you would see with Angie's List. Obviously, you're doing well with that system, but I just feel like you would be 10 out of 10 if you use this, because if you decide the lead's not qualified, they don't charge you for the lead. So it's not like you have to dispute the leads. And then also what Google does for the homeowner or business owner that's searching and picks your company, Google tells them that we've background screened you and we're so confident that you're going to be able to do the job correctly that we'll insure the service for up to $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So if you go out there and think, if you go out there, and that actually comes in handy a lot with pest control, because you could go out there and feel like you sprayed every nook and cranny, and then a month or two later, you got to go back for whatever reason. Or maybe if it's a complex, they might have a next door neighbor that's just filthy, Google's actually telling that homeowner that they'll cover that for up to $2,000. So that's a pretty significant amount. Like, if you have to go back, Google's going to take care of that bill for them, and that makes them feel more confident in hiring you and giving you the job.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And
so
like...
for example...
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I was going to say, for example, yeah, like, I just did a bed bug job. I charged them $6.75 for the bed bug job for a three-week treatment, broken down in three payments. So... usually after a week or two, if there's no bed bugs, that usually there's nothing left. That's because after 6 or 7 days, they reproduce. So after two, if you're not seeing any sign of bed bugs, you know, that's usually, boom, you're good to go. After that third week something pops up, that's usually you either brought them back or someone had to bring them back there. It's the only thing they can pop up from. So a situation like that, they would, if I charge them, then come back out of them because it is now past that two-week mark, it would have to be a recharge. So they would, you guys would pay for that recharge for them to get done again.
Right. Obviously, the hope is that you would get it done right the first time, that you wouldn't have to really use that, but they would cover you if that situation arose.
Oh, no, I'm a strong believer. First time, not second time or third time. It's first time. Get that.
Yeah. Google's trying to vet you, too, and make sure we're putting the right guy. So that's why they have it to like a $250 application fee. 99.9% of guys pass the background screening and get through the application as long as you don't have any kind of like crazy felony charges. We're obviously not going to recommend you go to somebody's home. You know what I mean? We're not going to value.
Oh, no, of course.
Got a murder charge pending. But I had a guy who had like two DUIs and he still actually passed the background screening with Google. And then anybody that, like any employee that you have that goes out and works face to face, they got to be able to pass the background screening as well.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's nice though. I like that. I do. I like it.
Yeah, we're giving them a lot of insurance. You know, the guarantee isn't just, hey, for you, that it's a guaranteed good customer for your business, but we're also kind of guaranteeing them that we're not putting criminals around their kids or in their home, you know what I mean, to see what they got and what's going on in there too, you know?
Yeah, I like that very much. That's very interesting. Oh, no.
Yeah. So it adds a lot of credibility to have that. This is Google's newest product, actually. If you would have done the search 2 months ago for pest control in Akron, you wouldn't even see those guys up there.
Oh, this is a new product?
Yeah, it's a new product because the Federal Trade Commission is actually considering shutting Home Advisor by Angie's List down. I'll send you the article. And they pay Google about $6 million a month to be on the first page of Google. They basically just resell leads that they get off of Google to you. And you're doing well with that, right? Google's going, hey, if these guys get shut down, then there's all those business owners. We lose that $6 million a month contract, and all those business owners are kind of sitting there wondering where their leads are going to come from. And we can't put them all on a local listing, so it's like, okay, if you guys want to do the Google guarantee or you like paying per lead, you'd rather get leads than to just be listed and have people call you directly, then this will be the product that they want us to offer you.
Now, how much are your leads now? That's the next question I have.
So I just did a search for just the 44502 zip code. It said that leads are $27. There is a hosting charge in there, so you know you want to say about $30 a lead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you take that out what, monthly, or do you take that out every couple of weeks? You take that out.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is it actually rolls over. So the minimum that they would want you to start with would be about $400. So like you pay the $250 application fee, and then you put $400 towards leads. But let's say in that $400, they're guaranteeing you 13 leads, but you only used or approved like
Hello?
5 leads this month. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear
you. $400, you broke up for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it cut out. Okay, so what I was saying is, though, let's say you paid $250 for the application, and then you set aside $400 for your leads, and they guarantee you 13 leads for $400. But throughout the month, you only use 5 of those leads, let's say, just as an example. You don't have to pay $400 again the following month. The remaining balance will roll over.
The remaining balance that I didn't use?
Yeah, that you didn't use, it'll roll over. So you won't have to put another $400 into it until you've spent that or got those full 13 leads. Does that make sense? Oh, it cut out again.
Yeah, this right here, this is going to, this, it's like a mile little stretch right here. It's going to be real quick, but it might, it usually does, but it's a big possibility. It doesn't always do it. I mean, it's like a 75, 20% type deal, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, if I lose you, I'll call you back in like 10. But, yeah, so like, let's say you set aside 400, I'll just go over it again, right? Which would be your starting budget minimum per 13 leads.
Mm-hmm.
If you only use 5 leads that month or 6 leads that month, the remaining balance is going to roll over. So you're not going to have to pay $400 every month. You know, you only have to pay $400 again once you've used up the $400 that you had available for those leads. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then you have access now to the Google Guarantee app as well. So you can actually monitor it.
So I can see what leads your guys are getting and everything else like
yeah.
that, or I just see the leads that you send me.
No, yeah, you could see how that $400 is being spent, and then you could also track the leads that you're getting, so that way you have a good idea on what you're spending and what you're making off of it.
Then when you send leads, those are, like you said, you're sending that just that lead to me. You're not sending it to another company.
Exactly. They're guaranteed exclusive leads, so they're only going to one business owner. It would only go to you.
Sending leads out. Especially in my area.
Yeah, it only goes to you. Sorry, it's cutting out again. But just to be transparent,
no,
we don't.
But
yeah, we don't resell leads. So the leads only go to one person, and it comes to you as a live call. It's not like what you're doing now. We don't text them to your phone and then have you call the customer. The customer calls in,
so
you get them,
you
get them live.
You call me directly.
Yeah, so you'll get them live in, like, real time, basically. They'll vet them. The vetting process is just a series of a couple questions, but you'll verify the questions during your interview for Google Guarantee. And then, you know, once they pass those questions, then they'll go ahead and ring you in and bring you on the line, and then you take it from there. So it's, like, pre-screened,
okay.
And it's live transferred, and it's only going to you. And you only get charged on the leads that you accept. So if you don't accept them, then, you know, or if you feel that it's, or you come to the conclusion that it's not qualified, you're not getting charged for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then, now I just put the money, I put the 400 aside, or I load the 400 up into an account for you guys.
Yeah, just to be transparent. So the first thing you're going to do is pay the $250 application fee.
Right.
And then they're gonna want to make sure, you know, you're licensed, you're insured, you know, make sure you're not any kind of criminal. So it's like an application that you fill out. I would send that to you now. And then you'll do the interview. And then once the interview and the application is completed, then you'd put the 400 in.
Okay.
Right?
I like it. I really do. It sounds really nice.
It's the most advanced form of marketing to date. And, I mean, they're guaranteed exclusive leads. So you really can't get that anywhere. That's why they developed it.
And once you start it up, what's the monthly?
That's what I was saying. So you pay the $250 application, and then you put $400. $400 will guarantee you 13 leads.
As long as money's in that account, you guys continue to send me leads pretty much.
Right, exactly. Once your 13 leads is passed and the $400 is spent, then obviously you'd have to put another $400 in there. And then you could increase that later on if you want. You know, if you say, hey, let's just put a grand in there and then we'll run it like that. But starting out, you want to have the minimum $400 is the minimum to start the campaign. But that's not monthly, you know. That's like as long as those 13 leads last. That's what I was telling you. Like if you get 8 leads only this month, you still have 5 leads that are rolling over to the following month. It's not paid out month by month with the Google Guarantee. It's different.
You
set aside the 400
for
13 leads. What was that?
Will you guys remind me if I get to that point, like, hey, you know, you got 1 lead left,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it sends you a message notification that your account balance is low. And then you could obviously log in and see exactly where it's at. So you'll get the notification and literally be able to go on your phone and see exactly where the budget's at. And then obviously if you don't like renew it, it's not going to automatically renew. So once that spend is up, we'll be touching base with you. Obviously we want to keep the account active.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So all you would pay today would be the $250 application fee if you wanted to get started, and then I could send the application, and we can even do an interview on Monday.
Let me see here. Let me check this real fast. Because now I am, like I said, I am brand new. I mean, I've been doing jobs, but...
Yeah, but I mean, talk about adding some major credibility to the business.
Yeah, dramatically.
Yeah. And then, like you were saying,
open until Monday, right?
No, so we're here until 7 p.m. your time, and then we're off for the weekend until Monday. And then we'll be back 10 a.m. Eastern Standard. We're in California. We're, like, right by the Google headquarters in Newport Beach.
Okay, I got you. I know you're going to probably, and if anything, you guys are going to probably call some more people to see if they can get this filled 9 out of the 10.
Well,
give me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even call out. So yeah, I've been working here 10 years. Like, we have reps that call out on the spots. You know, they only bring me on the line if it's, like, a potentially serious account, you know, to come set it on. And then we only have a handful of guys that are authorized to take payments and authorize transactions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really considering it. I'm not going to lie to you. I just need to figure some things out before I say yes to it. That's it.
I gotcha. Well, like I said, if it's something you want to launch, you know, the application fee is what the application is what takes the most time, because you got to fill that out. You know, if you wanted to get started on it, like I said, it's just that $250 for the application. I could text it to you now. You could fill it out and get it back to me as soon as you can, hopefully before Monday, so like over the weekend, because you're going to have to gather, like, license and, you know, you want to have your LLC stuff. So you're going to have everything in hand. You got to fill that out. You're probably not going to have everything in hand, excuse me. So you're going to want to fill that out over the weekend. And then on Monday, we could go into, like, fully creating the account, you know, getting everything set. So you might even have to put the $400 aside. Or I don't even think they charge you until you get your first lead. I forgot about that.
Okay.
So I had a guy who actually signed up for this 2 weeks ago. And he got his first lead, and that first lead actually ended up making him enough to cover his entire initial budget.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they don't charge you until you get your first lead. So you're agreeing, like, hey, okay, $400, but they won't actually charge you anything until you actually get that first lead and you consider it qualified. Then they'll debit that full $400. But that lead might turn into more than that if it's even like a bed bug job, like you were explaining to me.
Yeah, I just got my first lead for a beverage. I would love to take one. Yeah. Depending on what you get, I mean, depending on how big it is and everything else like that, the bigger it is, the more money I'm making on it, unfortunately. I hate to say it like that. But yeah, at the end of the day, I got into this business to make it very affordable for a lot of people, because a lot of companies, like I say this, pest control especially, they love to rape the public.
Yeah. Well, let me paint the picture for you to put it in perspective financially. So you'll pay $250 out of pocket, right? That would get you the application fee. 99% of guys are going to pass that, or else you probably wouldn't have made it to me in the first place, right? So you also know you're going to pass that. Then you get your first lead. Your first lead, let's say it's a bed bug job. It pays you $675. Your monthly budget is $400. So at that point, you're $650 in. You made $25 already on that first job, and you still got 12 other leads coming your way. Not to mention, this is considered a business expense. So a month and a half from now, it's January 1st, you're writing it all off. So you're writing off $650, you've already made that money back, and you got 12 leads ready to go.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I like what you think. Yeah,
it'll make sense for you very quickly.
Well, yeah, go ahead and send over the application, and then I got till Monday, so I'll definitely get this taken care of. I got to definitely gather up my LLC, I got to find the paperwork for my LLC. I got my insurance on hand. That's in my phone. I got my license and everything else like that in my wallet. It's a must carry that. It's part of the Department of Agriculture and the rules for pesticides.
mm-hmm. for, you know.
And then you'd be able to get 5 reviews already. You already have 5 reviews on your Home Advisor listing right now, right? So if you could get 5 reviews,
Home Advisor,
you get 5-star rating.
Right, and then I think I got a couple on my Google, too, as well. On my
yeah.
Google, I think I got my Google Business stuff as well.
Yeah, so if your Google, yeah, we can get those to transcend your Google Guarantee profile, too. So that'd be nice. So you already have a star rating starting out, too. You're not going to be starting from scratch.
Okay. No, trust me, I'm very intensive to my customers to make sure that, you know, rating stays up. I try very hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that. You know, we wouldn't be even offering this to you if we were concerned about it. You know what I mean? We don't want to get a guy that we're like, okay, this guy's going to have us, you know, holding up a $2,000 insurance on every single job. We want to give those to people we don't think are really going to have to use it that often, you know?
No, like I said, I'd rather come out the first time. I hate.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But you know what? There are some things I do just in case, you know, something like that does happen. You know what I mean? Like, for example, our general pest spray, you know, I do give certain guarantees for certain things. Like, all right, well, you got a certain amount of time. If anything happens between the time, you know, I'll come out here. There's been a couple applications. That saved my butt a lot to the point where, like, you know, because, again, when you're spraying down applications, certain areas just don't get hit as good as some things. And at the end of the day, when that happens, you got to come back out. So on that point, like, hey, listen, you know, this is guaranteed. Once I spray it down, if something happens, there's no charge for me to come out. It really just depends, too, on where your location. You're like an hour away. I have to put, like, some type of a service charge, maybe like $25, maybe $75 max.
Yeah.
So I can just come out, spray it, boom. You know what I mean? Just cover gas.
Right. Yeah, that's okay. But what we don't want from the customer's perspective, and the whole point of the Google Guarantee is for the customers to have a really good experience. We're basically generating that 5-star review for you. Because, like, let's say you do have to come back out. And at least it's not the customer having to pay again all those extra fees and everything.
Right? Correct.
So at least that way, it's, hey, Google's like, hey, he's going to have to come back out, but, you know, our satisfaction guarantee, you know, you can go ahead and pull that. We're going to pay for it. So don't even worry about that. So you still get paid for everything that you need to do going out there and redoing it. But, you know, the customer, on the other hand, is going, at least, even though they have to come back out, I'm not paying double. Right? Because that's just not fair.
Right.
If you call somebody out to take care of a problem, you pay them, you think the problem's fine, the next thing you know, your kids are rolling around in cockroaches and bed bugs. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to freak out. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a wrap.
Like, now I got to pay again because this guy didn't do it right. You know, he probably didn't do it right the first time because that's, you know. So we eliminate all of that. We're going, hey, we're telling you, we vetted this guy. We know this guy's good. He's going to come out there and do his best he can the first time around. And then if not, you know, you have this $2,000 insurance for the life of the job. So if he's got to come back, that's on us. Or if something gets broken in your house or, you know what I mean, et cetera. No worries. Yeah, I was saying, like, if you damage something in the house or anything like that.
No, I'm headed almost to my lab to drop off this car real fast. But cause I work for a tow company as well. I work my business in a tow company. I work from 4 in the morning till 4:30, 5:30 in the afternoon doing towing. And then I jump off that and I do my pest control all day after that. And on the weekends, I go all day on my pest control. Yeah, I do a lot. So I'm very cautious where I put my time, my money into just because I'm all over the place and I'm by myself doing it.
Yeah, I mean, this is legit as it gets. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then you'll do great with this, especially if they get shut down a couple months from now. At least you're going to go to sleep and not have to worry about it. You'll probably wind up canceling them after a month or two of this anyway.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, at this point in time of day, I mean, I use them, but I keep them paused half the time anyway just because they'd be trying to send me leads like crazy at this point, but...
Yeah, I don't like their system. Their system's different. Like, that's why I was trying to explain to you the budget rolls over. Because them, if you go, like, $400, they'll try to make sure they send you $400 of leads before that month is up, so that way they can recharge you, you know? So they get the lead from Google.
Yeah.
They'll sell it to, like, 5 of you guys 10 times over. They don't care. And then they're charging you guys, so that way they could run up to your peak, and then you just keep renewing. You know what I mean? With the Google Guarantee, it's not like that. You know, you decide if the leads are qualified. You don't have to worry about disputing charges and things like that. You don't have to worry about missing calls or trying to chase somebody down because you just got charged $50 for it, you know?
Now, did you send that application?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I have to create your account, and then I would have to collect a $250 application fee, and I could send it to you live, though, while I have you on the line.
Yeah, card. Hold on.
Okay. But let me verify your information before I get your card. So what's your last name, Curtis?
D-A-Y-E.
Oh, that's cool. I thought it was like a Kid Cudi reference. Like Day and Night Pest Control LLC, but your last name. Because he's from out there, right?
Yeah, he is. Definitely
yeah.
is.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm 30, so I'm kind of with it, you know, still.
I'm 29, man. I'm right behind you, dog.
Oh, yeah. So we grew up in that era when he was, like, first launching. He was great.
Mm-hmm. That's my girl. That's my girl stuff right there. Day and Night, that's for shit.
Yeah. I liked, or is it not, it's not that, which one is it, Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the album, but he's, I'll be that man on the moon, ooh. I used to love his humming. That takes me back to, like, senior year of high school.
Oh, make me feel old real quick, man.
But that's what I was thinking when I saw Day and Night, and I'm like, oh, he's over on the East Coast in Ohio. I was like, it's probably, like, a Kid Cudi fan. But then your last name's Day, which is awesome. Okay, what's your business email where I could send you the receipt, and then you'll obviously get everything in writing as well for the Google guarantee?
Day3, period. n.knight@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for this listed? Do you want to have a matching with your Google business profile?
Yes. Okay. Very shortly, I'm going to be leaving the towing company and doing this full time. Just waiting for a couple things to come in order.
Okay. And then the GMB is saying you're still 2770 New Bern Circle? Youngstown?
Yes,
okay. I can hide that from the Google guarantee. You don't have to have that displayed. I could actually go in and hide it on your Google business profile, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if you give us access, they're gonna request access to the GMB anyway during your client interview. Because they have to verify that you at least have a Google business profile when they're doing a Google guarantee.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's take care of that.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Like I said, it's there's a lot of automations, and then the app will make things really convenient for you. And then go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I'll remember it. Trust me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just asking if you had a .com.
No, that is my next thing. I'm actually talking to somebody right now. I have a customer that I've done a couple of B-jobs for, and his business is called Youngstown Creative LLC. He actually does website design. I'm actually in the midst of giving him a couple things that I want done to it. He's billed me a price for it all.
Okay. So you don't know how much he's charging you?
Not yet. Not at this moment. Why? Do you guys do that?
Yeah, I was going to say I can actually request my site for you. I just got to make sure that they have it for your industry. It's a custom website design. But if they have it for your industry, then I could get you that. I wouldn't charge you anything extra for it. But at the very least, I could get you a splash page, at the very least. And that would
What do you mean
like,
you wouldn't charge an extra for it?
Yeah, I'm not going to charge you for the site. If you're already a Google Guarantee customer, you know, like I said, it's just a $250 application, and then $400 starting out would be your starting budget. But I sent you the splash page. That's the simple website. And that's at the very least I'll be able to get you that. But what I'm going to ask and see is if they can do a custom website design, because sometimes they don't offer it for certain industries. So I have to ask if they offer that for pest control before I can promise you that we'll be able to get you the custom website or the My Site, which is a lot more advanced than that. But either way, we'll be able to help you know, get a site. That way you have something to present to the customer. In your industry, you really just want them to call you and get you out there in the first place. The website, I mean, What do they want to do? See, like, a...
The website would help, though, because... Well, the reason why it would help is I have my software that I use. I'm not going to get ready to tell them about this car information. The software that I use, it, since I use a Gmail with my software, it, like, debugs it. So when I send invoices out to people, it doesn't send the link to be able to pay it. So what I was told from my software company is I need to have a domain name to be able to do that. So it wouldn't bug with it. So if I get a domain name, then it clears up the point of having the issue with.
Yeah, I mean, even the, like I said, the that's the even if you get the simple site like the splash page, it's a Google domain, so you'll have a domain name at the very least. No matter what site we give you, it's just how advanced the site's going to be. But either way, you'll have a domain name.
Oh yeah, well, if you can get that, then I'm more than definitely interested into it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's no charge. I already texted you an example of what those splash pages look like, too. And then I just sent a message to our director here. His name's Chris, and he's actually checking right now if I can offer you the My Site. Because if I could give you the My Site, then, you know, that's a full-on custom website design. Those things are pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely take that.
Yeah, they do it. He actually just sent me a link for...
I have a drop-off for you guys. It's a 2014 Nissan Juke Black AD all-wheel drive. It's they should hit a deer.
Okay, hang in there 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he just sent me a link for one for your industry, actually. So you'll get a My Site. Check it out. I just sent you the link on your phone. You could click it. Those are pretty sweet. There's a full-blown custom website design.
Yeah, this is good. See, I can't beat this.
Yeah.
I just got to find all my information, that's all.
Yep. No, so that's all we're going to do is I'm going to secure the 250. I'm going to send over the application fee.
And
I'm going to...
The name on that is Tommy Lee Morgan. Sorry, I just...
No, you're good.
Got to get this real fast, and then I'll go
back. Okay, take care of it.
And you're good.
Yeah, take care of it. I was surprised. I didn't know if they had it in your industry, and then he was able to send me an example of that one right there. So that's pretty sweet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
One for Abby? All right. Let me see what info you might have. Do you, it is a Geico. Do you have a customer's last name or no? It is a Geico.
Gotta love those insurance calls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're aggravating.
Yeah, the worst.
And you guys are good, because I always drop cars out there. For every couple that I've worked for so far, you guys get cars like crazy, so.
Yeah. It's just, especially towards the end of the day while we're delivering and cars coming in, names are like.
Like, I don't know who you're talking about. Just give me 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's like a blur, you know? Or like, wait a minute. Let me see. Typically, like, four. Either on the side of the front. Well, I got an estimate that came up. No, it's not. I didn't know if someone had talked about that. Okay, so is this car movable, drivable? Do you know?
Yes, it will drive.
Okay. Are you in our lot, or are you over
here? I'm right here.
Okay. Are you able to... Do you have any room? Mike or Matt Cooper, call me at 103, please. Maybe it's legal or not, but it's possible he may just text. Let me get some information really fast.
All right, I'm listening to you, boss. Go ahead.
Okay. So I sent you the website example. So you're going to get a full custom website design. It's no extra charge to you. So that's included in your package. Again, they won't charge you. So today you're only going to pay the $250. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, boss.
No, you're good. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, Geico will take care of it. We just clear it out. They'll take care of that. They'll send the bill to Marlboro. If I'm not mistaken. He squeezed past.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you know if we have room at Sweeney or in the lot? Is he case movable? But I didn't want to back up. Sorry, I'm not seeing it.
There, I don't know if it's drivable or...
Yeah, it drives.
Oh, God. Problem here, woman, why are you messing with the guy? You're not going to stick in the hole.
Say less, I'll take care of it for you. You ain't gonna tell me twice. I'll drop this dish wherever you want it. I've come here a lot, man. I don't play around. He as soon as he sees my face, he recognizes me. That's why he's giving him a hard time.
I've been delivering cards here for a couple of years now.
Oh. So it's just a regular, and then they're just trying to act like they haven't seen you before?
Yeah, it's the girls. They're just... Women's secretary... They're really good. I'm not going to sit here and say that women are better at it than us. 100%.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, they get to that point where they just, like, talking too much. They just, hey, you got a guy. I'm standing right here. You're both standing there talking to one guy right now. Why are we doing this? Can we service me, please? Let me go.
Yeah. I got things to do.
I got a job after, as soon as I get done here. I got to go straight home and go to a flea job.
Wow. You know, we could set up your listing so that way it works with your current hours. Did you already do that with your Google Business profile?
Yeah, I got the hours already set up on there.
Okay.
I think I gotta tweak it, maybe take the time and close it down a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Because I got a separate test. But
we'll get access to it on Monday, and we'll update it, but I just want to make sure that those calls don't start until you're done with this job here. And then, obviously, later on, if you leave this, then we could always adjust it and, you know, go full-fledged from
right.
there. Yeah.
Soon, very soon. I plan on moving very soon, sometime beginning or after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Just finishing Christmas out here. There's a lot going on. Let me tell you what, man. There's a lot going on. But
where are you planning on moving to? Like Akron or Cleveland?
Well, it's in the
Bay right now. It's either I'm going to go to Boardman, stay closer out here in this area.
Okay.
Or I'm going to be going towards like a Lyons area.
Okay. I got gotcha.
But I'm still going to come out here and service all this area here. This is where all my main business is at, is in Youngstown, Campbell.
Yeah.
Youngstown, Campbell, Boardman, Struthers, Lowell, all that. It's all my main business out here.
Yeah, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. We'll communicate around the time that that's happening, even if it's like 6 months from now. You know, that way I can update the listings and we're not sending you out like 100 miles just to get one job.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want you going across the whole state just to get a job.
Like, I'll be there about 3 hours. What? 3 hours?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they guaranteed me an insurance, but they didn't tell me you would be quick.
Hey, oh, yeah. That is the bee's knees right there. They said it's covered, but they never said it'd take 3 hours to get here.
Yeah. And we just told you to get taken care of. We'll see you guys at midnight. Oh, yeah, I know that company. Mm-hmm.
I do some jobs for them. He hasn't sent me in a while, but I've done a couple of nursing homes for bed bugs for him.
That's got to be harsh to deal with. I hate thinking about, nursing homes and anything that has to do with the end of life, you know. My parents are old, but my mom already passed away, but my dad's already getting up there, and I don't like thinking about stuff like that. I got a son who's like 1.5, and yeah, I try to keep myself around in the gym and around young, youthful people. Think positive. I'm never going to die. Yeah, just one. She's pushing for it, but we just got married actually on August 28th. So she's pushing for it. It's probably a good thing because they're saying that my son's not really picking up on words as quickly as he should. So it'd probably be good if he had a sibling. I gotta always take him on the weekends to go see his cousins and stuff. So that way, because he's an only child, you know, I don't want him to like not develop properly. Yeah. Exactly. I always thought, hey, I would just have boys until I had a boy, and now I was like, oh, this guy's all about his mom. So I know if I have a daughter, she'll be a daddy's girl. I'm kind of looking forward to that, but I'm also like,
I got two girls. I got a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Oh, wow.
5-year-old, I'm 6.
So much love when they see you. I already know. I have a niece.
Okay, you don't understand.
Yeah, I have a niece named Lyric. And she's 10. She just turned 10 on November 1st. So just like 10 days ago. I remember I went and brought her some shoes, and she's all into like the Nightmare Before Christmas. So I got her like a Nightmare Before Christmas bed set. But yeah, I remember the day she was born. It was funny because like I have pictures of holding her the day she was born. I was going to a Halloween party the night before. She was born on November 1st. So like her mom's in the hospital, and then I went straight from the party, had been drinking all night, to the hospital to hold her.
We're doing this. We're getting it done.
So my face is like painted like skeleton in the picture that I'm holding. The day that she was born. Yeah, it was funny. That was like 12 years ago. I was probably like 18 years old when she was born. No, she's 10. So it's 2012, not 12 years ago. Yeah. So I was, what, 21, 22? No, 21 maybe. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, but Lyric, they get so big, and she's so emotionally attached to me. You know, she always comes, Uncle Johnny. They're kind of the reasons why I'm, like, okay with having a daughter. Growing up, I was like, I hope I never have a daughter. You know, I prayed and prayed and prayed for my son. I feel like that's why he ended up being a boy. But I just didn't know. Yeah, but I think like my son, he's very advanced like physically, but I don't think he advanced as quickly as the girls mentally. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not saying boys are dumb, but like my son's just kind of like he plays basketball with like his little tight tube, and like he runs away from us. He thinks it's a game, but I'm more worried about him getting hit by a, you know what I mean? Yeah, like. They're just more dangerous. I feel like little boys are just very, like, not safe. They don't think before they do things. He jumps off stuff. So I literally worry about him, like, getting hurt. Like, I might have to go to the hospital anytime. I've already actually taken him to the hospital twice since he's been born just from stupid stuff. He had COVID once, and then he freaking jumped off of a counter one time and thought it was funny. Fell over the back of a couch, clocked his head pretty good, had like a golf ball on his forehead, you know?
Shit.
Yeah.
See, my daughters, my oldest is just crazy shit, I mean.
They're just very emotional, I feel like, the girls, you know? Like, you gotta be a lot of emotional support, you know? They need hugs, they need attention, they need a lot of love. But my son gets all those things, but he just pushes it away, you know? Like, I'll go to give him a hug after a long day at work, and he like stiff arms me, like I'm watching Moana. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. I love you too.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, oh, I'm happy to see you. I've missed you all day, you know? It's just kind of like, hey, bro, get out of the way. I'm like, you don't understand I pay for all this stuff? he's just not at that age.
Sophia, Alana, what you doing? Bam, daddy.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't have that. So it's kind of like, I'm okay if we have another one, if it turns out to be a girl, but knowing what happened with my older brother, you know, my sister had two girls and then a boy, and then my older brother has two boys back to back, and he was trying for a girl. I feel like I would end up like that. I would just end up having another boy. Double headache.
You try, man.
I know.
Trying to get a boy for a hot minute.
Yeah.
I just it's, actually.
Don't get me wrong. It's cool. We have our moments. We have our buddy moments. You know what I mean? Where he'll hang out with me and stuff. It's just not. I know having a daughter would be different. It's just a different kind of love towards a dad. He does a lot of his cuddling with his mom. Yeah, a lot of his love goes to mama. Yeah, yeah.
My oldest and my youngest, they love Ark, so they're when they're playing Ark, Dad, come here. I got a Dilophosaurus. What? What the hell is that?
It's all smart.
I've tried playing that game, a couple times, and I'm pretty good at games, but my daughter, my oldest, she gets on not even like 15, 20 minutes of the game. She's got all this shit. How the hell?
Yeah. Maybe it would be cooler as he gets bigger. Cause I don't have that yet. He just turned 18 months on the 28th of last month. So he was born April 28th of 21. And he just hit the 18 month mark, got his shots, his 18 month shots. He's still just barely getting his first words out. Yeah, but he's already hit me in the head with a bunch of things. Like, he throws stuff, jumps off of things. You know what I mean? It's just having like a little dummy running around trying to hurt himself all the time. Yeah, it's cool, though. He looks a lot like me. So. Yeah, exactly. He's up for fighting. He already roars at me like a dinosaur. He'll smack me in the head and stuff. He wakes me up by smacking me in the head if I don't turn the alarm off before it wakes him up. Yeah. He'll come wake me up like, turn this thing off. It's going off. Yeah. Smack. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send over this application right now anyway before we do the billing. But are you still dealing with that car?
Oh, I took off there, boss. I'm gone.
Oh. Oh, shoot. Okay. I thought. Oh. Okay, I thought you were still working. No, it's okay. I do that a lot, too. I mean, I'm going to be your account lead, so moving forward, we'll talk a lot.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got no problem with that, but you know, I say the same thing I tell anybody else. I talk a lot, man. I'm a people person. I'm a regular guy. I'm out there, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but that's what dictates who's successful in business and who's not, you know? You can't have a successful business playing shy with people.
Oh, no. I will get you to a point to open up. It just takes a couple few key words, and then boom, that's it. Conversation's good to go the whole entire way.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I grew up in a big family. That's why I'm a third of four. And then my mom also adopted two kids. So I have a brother that's Chinese. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in a mixed family too. So my mom's white, my dad's black, and then my dad had a son before he met my mom. So I have an older brother that's full black, and then I have a brother that's mixed like me. My sister's mixed, my older sister's mixed, my younger sister's mixed, and then I have a brother that we adopted that's Chinese. So we say my oldest brother from my dad's side was adopted because he won custody of him, and then he ended up living with us. But in the beginning, like my first 5 years of my life, I didn't really know him. He only stayed with his mom, and my dad went his other way, met my mom, and then they started having kids. So I didn't really know my oldest brother until, like, I was five. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Being aggressive in traffic right now on my flatbed.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you're good. So I sent you the application already ahead of time, and then my direct number and extensions in there. I sent you what the my site custom website design is going to look like. I got that included for you at no extra charge. So all that's due today is the $250 for the application fee. And then on Monday, I'm going to schedule for your client interview. In the client interview, they'll get access to your Google My Business profile, and then they'll obviously go over the application fee, make sure that you pass all of that, and then we'll get started on your qualifications for a lead. Again, you won't get charged the $400 until you get your first lead. So we're going to do all the setup on the account, get it up and running even before you actually have to pay that $400. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And you know what? We're the same boat, big dog, big family. I'm a little half-breed myself. My dad's black as fuck. My mom's white as clean.
Oh, no way. I kind of had a feeling we had something in common. I was like, I feel like, yeah. I was like, I feel like we had something in common here. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so I'm half and half. I'm English, Irish, and French on my white side. And my dad's actually from, like, South Central. So he, I don't know if you know about Los Angeles, but, yeah. It's a different kind of, yeah, California is crazy. It's like, it's a big melting pot. Like, I grew up around all different kinds of, you know, races and colors. My lady's, Latina. So my son, he's half, Salvadorian and then a quarter black and a quarter white. So he's black, white, and brown. That little crazy boy I was talking to you about. Yeah, he's just everything, you know? People always ask what he is. People think he's, like, Puerto Rican or something, but he's got the curly hair, but it's kind of, like, straightish, got some flow to it, you know? Got the Corbin Blue thing going on.
Got the Maui
hair. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bro, yeah. He loves Maui. Moana's his stuff. They used to call you Zero? Me too. They used to say that too. My mom's English, Irish, and French, and so like I get like my hair gets long, it gets red, so I'm like light skin, I got a little bit of freckles, and then like my hair does the Corbin Blue thing, but it starts to get red the longer it gets, like it goes from like brown to like red towards the end. So I used to get yeah, exactly. So I'm like, what the heck, a mixed ginger? My older sister's hair is red, and she has green eyes, and she's half black.
Now, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Color, and she's got green eyes, right? Now, that, I'm sorry, that sounds intriguing as hell, but...
I know, I used to get picked on a lot with my sisters, man. I have to... It's cool, like your sister, I'd be like, don't say it. Oh, you're gonna fight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No,
yeah, that's great.
She's,
I'm sorry, that
she's
sounds
beautiful.
It's the eyes and all that. Well, you're too, man. You too are a little, you are unique breed, your damn self. 100%.
Yeah, I'm actually a quarter Irish. Yeah, I'm a quarter Irish.
Yeah.
So my grandmother, my mom's mom, is 100%. And then my grandfather was English and French. So that's why it's like English, Irish, and French, my mom. But yeah, my mom was 50% and I was a quarter. Or I am a quarter, excuse me. So I'm a quarter Irish, but I'm half black. So it's really just Irish and black. My grandfather on my mom's side used to tell me it was a horrible combination because my dad was always in really good shape. So he was like, yeah, so you got the Irish in you. He's like, if you drink, you're going to want to fight. And then because you're black and you're genetic, you could do something about it.
You know what I tell everybody? I tell everybody, when there's a new STD out here, and if you're trying to catch them, go catch them. Come on.
What did you say? You try to catch what?
What I tell everybody is, like, because, yeah, that little Irish in you and the black in you, oh, yeah, we can do something about it. You definitely want to fight when you drink.
Oh, yeah.
What I tell everybody is, my buddies will tell you the same thing, is I'm short. I'm like 5'7", 5'6", but I got heart, dog. I'll fight anybody.
Yeah.
If there's a new STD out there, it's called these hands. If you're trying to catch
them, you try to catch them, let me know. No, I'm the other way around, though. I try to lean towards the nonviolence because I already just look like one of those people. Most of the time, I look at people and they don't want it. I'm like 6'2", but I'm like 215, so it's like.
Oh yeah,
and I work out like almost every day, so as often as I can.
You mean? You were like, oh, I can take them. I love people like that. Come on.
I wouldn't even think like that. That's the funny thing. It's like, and people always think that. Like, are you mad? I'm like, no, I'm not mad. Like, I'm like, I'm super.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm always like in a good mood. I'm not. I try not to deal with that. I played football and stuff growing up, but like Yeah, I know how to fight. I just try not to, you know what I mean? I have my older brothers and stuff. Like, yeah, I've been through it enough, too, to know better. Like, you know, there's even times you drop somebody, you knock them out, and your hand's hurting for a week. You know, and it's just like, you don't win. And I've had times where it's like I beat the crap out of a guy. This is like when I'm like 21. And then I go home, like, you know, your first bar fight, like, can't wait for it. You dream about it. Into it, and I go home, and I'm feeling bad for the guy. I'm like, I hope he got up. I hope he's okay. Like, in my mind, I'm just not, not built for that. Some people can just hurt people and not care, but I'm not like that.
Now, if I got to defend myself, it's a wrap. I'm
yeah.
Walk away from property,
well, yeah, that's different, you know? Like, if somebody came after my kid, like, I get like that. Like, I feel like those are the times I won't feel any remorse, you know? So I kind of just walk around, like, wishing somebody would knock them over. But, but yeah, I don't go instigating things, you know? Yeah. I'd rather not have to look over my shoulder, you know?
All my buddies
yeah.
say, I'd rather slap you than punch you. I will slap a man instead of punch a man.
I did that to actually, you know, he's my best friend now, but I did that to him. that was the only time, but I told him, I was like, look, you know me, like, I did not punch you with a closed fist, did I? And he's like, no. So like, we were able to like mull it over. Like, even though I was beating the crap out of you, I held my hand open because part of me still loves you, you know? that was the only time we ever fought. And he was like my best friend from when I was like 15, 16 years old, like high school, you know, we're still friends, but that was the only time we ever fought. And I remember I was just slapping the crap out of him. It was bad, but he was leaking from his nose, his lip. Yeah, but it doesn't feel good. It didn't feel good. Like, you know, when your best friends are always the one that get under your skin though, you know, you guys get they know you, so they know. Yeah, exactly. So it was like years and years of him doing that, and I was just like over it. And then he really got me upset one day, and we were drinking together, yeah, and I just started slapping him up, and it never happened again.
He's like, I'm tired of your shit, Steven.
Yeah, pretty much. I even told him the next day, like, he was quick to forgive me, too. He's like, it's all good. I probably deserved it. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't just for that moment, dude. That was like 10 years of stuff built up that I was just like, I had it, you know, like. He was like, yeah, my bad. I got to be better about that. Like, you just thought I was never going to do anything, and I finally was just like, F it. I don't care.
The snap, man. The quiet one snap, man.
Yeah, it was more just like, I got to a point of like, I don't care if we're even friends after this. I'm just going to let it rip, and then it ended up working out. I think the only reason why, though, is I just didn't want to lose him as a friend. We had so much going on, and like, I remember when my mom passed away, he was around, and, you know, he was always just a good buddy, so I was just like, all right. You know, I was happy we were able to patch it up, but yeah, that's my slapping story. Yeah, exactly. That's what I told him. I was like, you know, like because he's seen me, like when first time I've gone to a bar was with him. So like that bar I was telling you about, he was there. You know what I mean? He was backing me up. Like so he knows, like I could really done something bad to him if I wanted to, but I was just like, no, you know, I was just slapping him up. So I think that made it easier for him to forgive. And then he also kind of acknowledged that he was pushing me all the time, so it was okay. Man, we're really getting into some stuff. Yeah, I was just I told him too that I didn't forgive myself for a while though too. It was kind of weird. That's why I was telling you, like, even when you win, you don't really feel like I'm not one of those people where I feel good about it. Like, I was just like, man, like, I didn't want to do, like, if I could have took it back, I probably would have took it back and never done it in the first place. But it was just, I let my emotions get the best of me.
Yeah, like, you know what, like Andrew Tate says, man, you can't let that happen. If you let that happen, you let someone take power from you, pretty much.
Dude, I actually love Andrew Tate, though, man. It's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah,
I actually downloaded Rumble because of him, just recently, him and Steve, yeah, because they're out here, like, they live out here in Orange County when he is in the States, and then, like, those Nelk boys and stuff, they're, like, they've came by the Google headquarters so many times. I've seen those guys so many times. I ran into them at like Chipotle and stuff. Like Andrew Tate hangs out with them. But I created a Rumble account because they got banned from YouTube. Google owns YouTube. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I have a Google certification. So it's kind of funny, you know, like I don't know how to explain it, but like basically Google is the one who banned Andrew Tate, but I actually like Andrew Tate and they're going to hear this call eventually, but whatever.
He's doing what's necessary to bring
Yeah, it's the old school man. You know, we live in a generation of, like, soft, you know, telling boys they could be girls and girls to be boys and, like, you know. We live in a weird generation.
Yeah, bees that have bees. Yeah, bees that have in love with bees. Birds making love with birds. And birds making love
yeah.
with bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birds with stinkers.
I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. Like, you got the two little girls going to school, so I don't know if you're having those conversations already, but I don't know how I'm going to deal with it when my son gets there. I don't want them talking to him about any of that stuff.
I don't know how to talk to him about it. And girls, it's really difficult. It's not like having a boy man, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's another thing, too. That's the thing I worry about, too. I feel like if I had a daughter, it'd be really easy to set off my bad side, too. So, like, I want it, but then I know she's going to get older. And I feel like with a son, you could just kind of teach him how to start a company and be self-sufficient.